Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Thanks for very much for hanging out with me, our great Brain Trust members, weighing in on our new decade of the Brain of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, 23 After the Hour. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Howard Hibbard is our guest. His book is called Curse of the Coloring Book, a novel. All that, folks, when you put that into Amazon, you have to put a novel on the end or you won't get his book. You'll get something else that you probably don't want. Curse of the Coloring Book, a novel. So Howard, and by the way, folks, Howard is a decorated Vietnam War veteran. He is an attorney, had practiced law for a long time. He had he has PTSD. He's been treated for it. We're talking about some of the issues that are going on out there in the world of veterans, of combat veterans from Vietnam, all the way back. Also, of course, Iraq and Afghanistan. Howard, you've got a program. You've got something you want to talk about, about 20 vets a day.
Correct. A 2016 Veterans Administration study found that 20 veterans commit suicide every day in the U.S. That doesn't even count the huge cost of other veterans, drug overdoses, hospitalization, and underemployment. Mm. If you use the Army recruiting website, the cost of basic training and advanced infantry training is $73,000. This represents an investment of serious money to train a person to operate as a team in performing flexible, complicated, and dangerous tasks. What I'm starting is on the 20 Veterans a Day movement. We're talking 600 a month and 7,200 a year are a small town. The military requires 8 weeks of basic training to integrate a person in the military. I'm looking to have the Congress, and they was going to be required 4 weeks discharge training to.
So they have to be processed out, not just. I've heard guys in Vietnam in World War II tell me, you know, they were in combat one day and 3 days later they got out off a bus onto Main Street.
Absolutely, it's the same thing happened to me in San Francisco.
Yeah,
but at the end of the 4 week period, the veteran will have taken vocational testing, psychological screening, learned basic computer skills, interview training, basic clothing, like $7,000 for first and last month's rent. And at graduation, each soldier is one of three areas: vocational training with a job waiting, college, or a job from a national data bank.
Or at least a document they can take to a prospective employer and say, I've been processed out. I didn't just walk out of a unit yesterday.
Well, absolutely. But also, you know, when you have a new college graduate, and you're hiring a new college graduate, right, they've got the stamp of scholarly approval, but they've never been tested like a veteran. A veteran's skills call for an individual to size up a fluid situation, calculate the answer, and solve the problem as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Solving the problem as a team is a skill that should be comparable to a college degree, but I'm advocating a minimum because we have high school equivalency.
Right.
That we have at least, if you got an honorable discharge, it's an associate's degree.
Do you have a website for that you want to talk to people about?
I am just starting that.
So you're just getting started. You're going to keep us posted on how you're doing, right? When you get a website, you get this thing developed, we'll give you some more airtime. But the main thing I want to get across to people, and Howard, I've been saying this for as long as I've been doing this show, 20 years. If you have an opportunity to hire a veteran, you're hiring somebody who knows what leadership is all about, who knows how to delegate, who knows how to work as a team member, who knows how to be a subordinate as well, and who's probably has some pretty darn good instructing skills and knows how to take orders.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's pretty strong qualifications there. So I've spent a lot of time over the years in between my column and this show encouraging people to please consider our veterans.
Absolutely. And
don't just consider them. Give them a leg up. They've earned it.
It's going to pay off in the long run. And this whole program, I think, would just save so much money for the federal government if these guys are shepherded for the first 6 months they're back and being treated with respect and that they're due for accomplishing. There's another article by the Watts Institute of Brown University, Anna Zogas, to February 2017, and it's called The Cost of War. And the whole article is about the U.S. military veterans' difficult transitions back to civilian life. And so if we could pick up the pace at this last critical juncture and get these guys employed and give them a sense of self-respect, I think we can avoid a lot of the catastrophes I see happening around me all the time.
The Howard's book, folks, is called Curse of the Coloring Book, A Novel. That's the whole title. You got to put the whole title in there, A Novel, on the end. If you're on Amazon trying to find the book, I encourage you to do that. It's his story. Howard, you also recommend Trauma and Recovery by Judith Herman?
Absolutely. It's an easy read for any parent who's got a child that's gone through a catastrophic situation like yours twice. Then it will really open your eyes as to how you can really get him some help.
Trauma and Recovery by Judith Herman. Folks, you know you're dealing with a quality person when they have a book to sell and they try to sell somebody else's book. Howard, thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. And come back soon. Keep it posted on 20 Vets a Day.
I absolutely will keep you posted on 20 Minutes a Day. Thank you.
Thank you. Howard Herman, ladies and gentlemen, one of our heroes. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I guess you know the tune.
Oh, Lord. Stalking all over. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.